You've heard of people getting married for health insurance, but divorced? I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Splitting up is one way Americans are trying to free themselves from an Obamacare policy known as the family glitch. It impacts 5 million people, and the Biden administration is hoping to get them some relief. Trade-Offs producer Ryan Levy talked with one couple who got stuck in the glitch. Ryan, what's their story?
So Liana Wolk and Owen Marshall live in Portland, Maine. Liana's a teacher, Owen's a musician, and they were stunned a few months after they got married in 2019 when they found out that Owen no longer qualified for any federal aid to help pay for his Obamacare health insurance premiums. As a result, his premiums jumped more than 1,000%, Dan, $40 a month to over $400.
And Ryan, why did he lose his financial help from the government?
This is how the family glitch works. You know, it goes back to 2013 when the Obama administration decided that if a worker was offered an individual health plan at work that cost less than about 10% of their annual income, no one in their family could get federal help to buy ACA coverage. And in August 2019, Liana got exactly that type of plan. So even though the family coverage cost way more than 10% of their income, this family glitch blocked Owen from getting any federal money. So Owen paid the higher premiums for a few months, but he and Liana quickly realized that the only way they could live the life they wanted together was to get a divorce.
We're just blowing through this money for no reason other than this stupid piece of paper that says we're married. It was just like so frustrating and demoralizing and dehumanizing.
We just didn't see any other options.
The day they got divorced, Dan, Owen called healthcare.gov and his premiums went back down to $40 a month.
So there are about 5 million people stuck in this glitch, Ryan, mostly women and kids. The Biden administration has proposed a rule to fix it. How would it help people like Owen and Liana?
So for people like Owen and Liana, this fix would mean that beginning in 2023, the government would look at their premium costs as a family instead of just Liana's costs. And if their premiums for family coverage were more than 10% of their income, Owen could once again get federal assistance on the Obamacare exchanges.
Sounds like a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, the White House estimates that a million people, plus or minus, could end up with cheaper coverage, and 200,000 could get covered for the first time. That's a lot of people, but obviously not everyone stuck in the glitch, and there's a few reasons for that. One, for some people, sticking with their family plan will actually still be cheaper than paying two sets of premiums, two sets of deductibles. Two, even if switching is cheaper, other folks will want to avoid the hassle of having the family split between different plans. And finally, a lot of people just may not even know this is an option.
Okay. And what happens now?
So folks have until June 6th to comment on the administration's proposal. And if it goes through, people could start seeing these savings when they sign up for coverage for 2023.
Ryan, thanks so much for your reporting.
No problem, Dan.
Why did the Obama administration push a policy that made insurance more expensive? And what's next for Owen and Liana? Check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.